Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hey there, welcome. It's Linda McKenzie Show, and this week let's remember the energy of the angels in connection to you and God. Our guest today is Faye Johnston, and or John Stone, we'll find out. And she's author of The Plants That Speak and Souls That Sing, and I'll be giving you lots of fun and useful information as well. So let's go right to our guest. Again, we have with us Faye Johnston, and she's author of Plants That Speak, Souls That Sing, and Faye is a shaman and former flower herb farm owner who's an author and workshop facilitator. Welcome, Faye.
Hi, Linda. Lovely to be here.
Is it Faye Johnstone or Faye Johnston?
Either is absolutely fine. You said it perfectly. Faye Johnston, that's what I say.
Oh, good. I'm glad I did. So I absolutely love your book because I've been psychic for a very, very long time, and you know, when the vegans come up to me and say, we're supposed to eat plants, I'm sitting there saying, you know, I don't know about that because I talk to plants myself and they have souls as well. So, I mean, if you're trying to make something like that, you know, against the animal plant kingdom, I think we're all the same, don't you?
It's really funny that you bring that up because veganism is becoming quite a movement these days. It's if a client has come on a workshop with me, it's usually the first question that someone will ask at the end of the day. They'll say, "Oh my goodness me, can I still eat plants?" And you know, I think this work is really opening for people. It's just really changing our perception of plants and looking at them as conscious beings. And when we start to do that, yeah, it brings up all these questions about what should we be and how should we be treating our environment. And it's like unraveling a big ball of string, isn't it?
It is. And the thing is that, you know, I think that if we go back to the beginning with where we have Native American or, you know, whatever, indigenous people from all over the planet, they understood this, but what they did was they honored the animal or plant that they were eating and understood that this is the chain of life. Since there is no death, we're just moving off into a different space. So
you're so right there. It's this piece of honoring and respect and approaching like all of life with this deep gratitude and the feeling of interconnectedness, that this is the piece that we often are missing in our very busy Western lifestyles. And you know, mentioning those indigenous cultures there is I think quite key for us in remembering to treat all living beings with this reverence and respect that they deserve, rather than thinking that we got here first and we rule the place.
Isn't that the truth? As we get up in consciousness, you know, we do recognize that, and so it's a matter of having what I like to call it is like a spiritual respect, and that's what I love about your book, because it teaches everything that plants speak and souls sing, and it's a spiritual respect. And so what I want to ask is, how did you find the spirit of plants?
Well, I think it's spirit of plants found me, and I would say this is what really happens to us. Is I was very fortunate in that I always loved being in nature, and I was interested in herbs, so I studied herbalism. And then I found myself, me and my partner, we followed our dream to go to Nova Scotia, and we started running this flower farm, a very beautiful experience. But what I realized while I was running the farm is I started singing when I was out in the fields, singing different songs with different plants, and I started to feel as though I really could understand the language of these beautiful green beings around me. So it was, for me, quite a subtle process that crept up on me, as if the plants were taking root inside my being and growing slowly on me. And I think it was this daily connection with the seasons, the cycles, the life cycle of the plant that really helped me open to this idea that plants have a consciousness and they are conscious beings. And I then went on to have some, you know, incredible experiences with plants through my shamanic journeying and even, you know, being woken up in the night by them in my dreams and all the energy that the plants carry. So for me, I was very much guided by the plants as their spirit kind of infused with mine, and that led to me creating lovely herbal essences and flower essences and treatments for people, and hence now why I want to teach and spread the word for people, because I'm not like a special person who's able to speak to plants and communicate. We all have this ability within us to understand the language of plants. And the first step really is, you know, getting outside and connecting to the natural environment that surrounds us.
You know, it's really interesting. I grew up in New York City, so there's not a lot of plants around, but, you know, there was open fields and stuff where I grew up. And I remember that, you know, there were trees in the backyard, and my grandmother and grandfather were Italian, so they always had a little garden in the back and growing fresh vegetables and trees, and in this postage stamp garden, they grew so many wonderful things. But, you know, even when you are in a city, even going to a park or a blade of grass or even touching a tree that's lined along the street, you can get the energy. If you open up to it, you can get the energy of the tree. And even when my grandson was, you know, very little, I would take him to the park and I'd say, "Oh, do you hear the story the tree is telling us?" And he'd say, "What story?" I'd say, "Touch it and feel the energy there." And then I'd sit down and he goes, "I can't hear the story." And I said, "Let me tell you the story." And then all the children from the park would come over and I would talk to them and tell them the stories of the trees. And then they'd all run to the next tree. "Tell us this story. Tell us this story." And so when we can imbue a respect for plants at a very young age, I think it really helps, not only for the plants, but for respect of everything and everyone. And so it's so important to understand that plants have so much energy and sustenance for us on this earth, huh?
Absolutely. And, well, that you spoke of two things there. One thing is actually, what I sometimes say to my clients, I say, you know, if you've got children, it's a very easy place to start with children, because this childlike curiosity for connecting with nature is so alive in children. And as we get older as adults, we've closed so many doors of perception, and it's hard for us as adults to see things through fresh eyes. And we have to kind of work at opening to new ideas. And so if you can hang out with children when you're outside, or connect with your inner child somehow and explore nature with those fresh eyes and ears, that can be a doorway in for many of us in our adult life, actually, to explore in that way and exploring through our senses. But you touched on a really important thing in that, for me anyway, especially when we're connecting with trees, you know, trees are this beautiful bridge between heaven and earth, just as we are. And so they are incredible wisdom keepers for us. So not only do we know about all their, you know, the biological processes that they undertake, which help us and create this beautiful landscape that we have and give us our oxygen, but energetically they are, for me, beautiful, huge beings of light and wisdom, because they're so ancient, many of them, they've been around for a long time, that we can connect with. And for me, anyway, being around a beautiful natural landscape is so energizing because we are totally connecting with that vital force of nature. And what I teach in my workshops is really helping people to realign with our essential soul purpose, because we, as adults, we can get so off track with things because of our conditioning and the way we've been brought up and, you know, all the stuff that sometimes really pulls us off center and away from who we really are. But the first step is, if you can get outside into nature, find some connection to the natural world. Maybe even if you live near an ocean landscape, you want to be feeling the vibrancy of the ocean. For me, I'm in Scotland, so I've got beautiful trees and rivers and landscapes. And so that's why plants are my vital force. And just spending time with these beings of light, these creations, it really helps us realign and clear out what we need to let go of and realign with who we really are. And for me, the trees and the plants are really teaching us to remember who we are and what it is to be human by showing us. I think when we start to look at plants with fresh eyes, we really start to remember the interconnectedness of us and this big web of life that we are. And it brings us down a peg or two. It takes us off the high horse of, well, I'm man and I can dominate everything. And it brings us much more into alignment with all the conscious beings here on this planet and helping. And so for me, this is this big opening. This is this big overall teaching from the plants for us in terms of raising our vibration and viewing everything like we've been talking about with this deep compassion and gratitude and honoring and reverence that it deserves. And once we have this outlook on our landscape and our environment, we are much more likely to protect it and look after it, rather than at the moment we're going down quite a destructive route in terms of, you know, our environment and you know, you were mentioning the vegan meat eating issues as well. You know, we've gone a little out of balance with really how we can walk in the world with respect. And in my book, I talk about this sacred relationship that we have between plants and people, and the indigenous cultures knew this very, very well, and our ancestors did way back when we had that lovely reverence for the land, and when our lifestyles interconnected much more with the land, and we've disconnected ourselves. And so the key is reconnecting, remembering, and re-energizing ourselves with this vital force of nature that is all around us and is there for everybody to tap into. And it's much harder in a city, as you were saying, you know, there's less green areas, but I think we are making an effort for green spaces, and all it takes is one tree, one plant, and you're connected with this beautiful, natural, growing, vibrant piece of creation. And I'm always encouraging people to, especially at this time of the year, I'm in the Northern Hemisphere, I'm in Scotland, it's getting really cold to be outside, so we can bring the outside world in to bring vitality into our lifestyles. We can have house plants that we look after, and I love to gather. One of the things I love to do is gather items from the natural world, or maybe even fresh flowers or seashells, leaves, stones, rocks, pebbles, to gather and have around me in my environment inside, or maybe even beautiful images of a natural landscape to fill me with that vital force and that vibrancy, and to start to bring down these barriers that we have put up, because we spend a lot of time indoors in front of screens.
Right.
And it's really important to get the vibrancy of the green world back in, because it's light, you know. These are beings of light. They're working with light. They're transforming sunlight and water into matter, and so they are beautiful, vibrant, high energy beings, and it's there for us all to tap into. There isn't like a secret key to awaken it. It's really about expanding your heart and your consciousness and your awareness. And
well,
what I always say to people is to feel with your heart rather than think with your head. to get there.
Exactly. And I was going to say that that's what I, you know, a lot of people know how to select gemstones, okay, and, you know, they'll feel an energy for it, and they're all attuned for that. But then, you know, you can do the same thing with plants, you know, you can feel the energy of the plant, and maybe that plant is meant to go home with you. And not only that, but it's not just opening up to taking care of a plant. The plant is actually taking care of you. For example, there's many, many plants that you can use to stop electromagnetic rays from computers and things. You know, there's different plants that, but in every instance, a plant is not just sitting there, you know, just being a plant. It's there to help you, and it's this wonderful handshake of life. And one of the things I like about your book is, and the subtitle of the book is Transform Your Life with the Spirit of Plants, is there's a step-by-step guide in here where people can go in, and there's exercises to do so that they don't have to feel like they're doing this alone. And there's a lot of different ways in your book that people can try to get connected. And you know, all you have to do is open up, because the plants are there. They're a little bit brighter than we are, okay? Sometimes, I think. Because, you know, when you know, they're there. And even though I'm sure that there are some plants that have attitudes just like we do, but the thing is that plants are very willing and ready to open up and give you the goodness that they have.
Yeah, you're absolutely right there. They are. And so it's a case of really, what it's a case of doing really is just noticing out of the corner of your eye what plants, you know, what trees are calling your attention. And really, once you have that little connection, or even going, what I say to people is, go to a flower shop. Think of someone that you want to buy flowers for, or even for yourself, and just notice which ones are speaking to you, which ones look the shiniest, the brightest, the most vibrant, which ones are filling your heart with joy. And those are the ones that are going to go home with you, or help your friend cheer up if you're thinking of a friend. And this is the way we do it. We feel our way, we notice what takes our attention, and then we spend time. So if there's a tree on your way to work or a place in the park that feels nice, well, sit there for a while. Take a few breaths there. I love to tell trees my worries. If I'm feeling anxious, I love to go and sit under a tree, touch the tree, explore the tree with my senses, and feel its beautiful trunk, and maybe sit with the tree, and just sometimes just talk to the tree about something that's bothering me, and just sitting and breathing with the tree, allowing nature to just, you know, life to just take its course, and there's a shift. There's always a shift when we walk in nature.
Yes, and then also, you know, in there, every different tree has a different symbolic meaning. For example, an oak tree is for strength, and there's a lot of times when you need that particular energy. If you have a chance to get around a tree or a flower and know the symbolic meaning, it will actually help you get to your next level quicker, better, faster, greater. Now, what is the sacred relationship between plants and people?
Well, that speaks really of this interconnectedness that we have, this intimate relationship that we're in. You know, we have we share the breath of life with plants. We breathe in oxygen, which the plant world is creating for us by filtering. They turn carbon dioxide into oxygen for us. So we're in this intimate relationship already through our breath. But the sacred relationship is really about that remembering, the honoring, that we were chatting about previously. It's remembering who we are in this world, in this scheme of things, and we are really just another being on this planet. And the plants, they've been here for about 400 million years.
Right.
So it's really getting it back into perspective, I think. And actually, indigenous cultures have a wonderful way of referring to this. Some Native American cultures will refer to them as their elders, their relatives, and they talk about being a good relative to the plant world.
And that's great.
So, yeah.
Now, how do you co-create with nature?
Well, this is really about listening, honoring, and exploring with nature, rather than having this attitude of, maybe if you're planting a garden, you're like, oh no, I need to put this here. I want to make my garden this way. It's really about pausing, spending time, feeling your way, and tuning in to the energy of places, the nature beings in places, and working in partnership with nature, rather than as we humans do, we kind of bulldoze everything and we want things our way, you know. And we know, you know, herbalists talk about, you know, using the weeds that we like to pull up and throw away, like the dandelion and the stinging nettles. Those are the medicinal plants that we need. So co-creating with nature is really reaching that state of deep honoring and respect and listening to for ways that we can work together to come to really, I mean, for me, it's all about creating that, the paradise on earth again, in beautiful harmony with everybody's consciousness raised to a certain level where we're in deep respect with the relationships, with our animal friends.
Exactly. And we're going to have to take a short break, but we're going to be right back with Faye Johnston and her book, Plants That Speak, Souls That Sing. Go to Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com right now and get the book. You'll love it. And we'll be right back.
She's been featured in more than one award-winning documentary. She's been published internationally several times over and has a radio following of millions around the world. She's Linda McKenzie, a respected professional God-based psychic whose in-tune psychic abilities have been sought out by paranormal experts, Hollywood celebrities, heads of businesses, governments, and the general public for nearly three decades. And now it's your turn to take advantage of Linda's insight. Call 800-555-5453 to schedule your own psychic reading with Linda. And be sure to catch the Linda McKenzie Show each week, right here on HealthyLife.net.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books, or even an ebook, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Okay, so you see a product you like on your favorite TV show, and you're going to write the number down. But if you're like me, you run around trying to find that pen and piece of paper, which magically disappears every time you need them. Then when you get back to the TV, they're already on to something else. Well, now there's a solution. Scenon TV products have combined all the best TV offers online and in one place. It's one-stop shopping. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on the Scenon TV products. Then, who cares if that pesky pen or paper does the disappearing act?
ASMC, the premier German company that supplies everything for adventure. From outdoor clothes to outdoor gear, even backpacks. Lots of quality and lots of specials. To start your adventure, go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ASMC.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show, and our guest today is Faye Johnston, and she's author of Plants That Speak, Souls That Sing. And we're talking all about the consciousness of you out there connecting with plants and understanding that they're sentient beings that we can both give and get many things from, as well as unite in this in consciousness so that we can make a better place with spiritual respect for all things. Did I get that right?
That sounds perfect.
Okay, great. I actually love your book because there's a lot of so many subtleties in it that people can use immediately. That, you know, there's just everything that if you wanted to, there's discussions on flower essences, how to use plants for medicines, different things for hands-on interactions, how to use plants for pleasure and beauty and all sorts of stuff. What are some of the things and plants that you can use for beauty and pleasure? And let's get to some of those happy things that people always want to do rather than the light, right? But it all leads there, so...
So I guess I'm a really practical person, and that's what I wanted to get across in the book, because not everyone wants to be just walking around in nature the whole time. You know, I do because I'm geeky like that. But what I wanted to, the point that I wanted to make for everybody is that we're so inspired by plants with in our daily lives that I think we've sort of forgotten that. And so adding little things like fresh flowers or a house plant in your office or your home, beautiful imagery to brighten up a space. Even our lovely, many of our lovely textiles and home furnishings are botanical, they're botanically inspired. So this is where the plant inspiration for the beauty piece comes in. And also, I'm really encouraging people to look for natural materials, so cotton, silk, wool, linens, rather than the man-made fibers that we see so many of, because this really helps us in terms of the vibration. For me, they carry a completely different vibration, and so I want to wrap myself in that vibration as much as I possibly can.
That's very important, actually, and it's better for your health as well, because you don't know, you know, most of the plastics and I think rayon can come from wood, but there's some acrylic stuff that comes actually from petroleum, okay, and toxic things. And
yeah, things are so heavily processed, aren't they? And so I'm kind of encouraging people in the book to just step back into rhythm a bit more with the more natural flow of lifestyle. There's been a big thing this year about single-use plastics, and I think many of us are really looking at plastic with fresh eyes too, and just thinking, oh, okay, actually, I'm going to choose something else, because there are the natural alternatives, and that's what I'm encouraging us to do, and to bring the elements of the natural world into our living spaces for beautiful inspiration, to get that vibrancy. And you touched on it. There's so many essential oils and flower essences and beautiful scents and that can really infuse with our physical senses and bring in the spirit of the plants in that way too. Plants are so versatile, and always if I'm using, even if I just have some fresh flowers in my living space, what we can do is we can ask the spirit of the plants to be there with us. So if we've got roses, they can bring in that lovely, that vibration of love and friendship. I think it's really a case of opening our awareness and making a step forward with a kind of open heart towards the plant kingdom to kind of make friends. I mean, that's what you would do if you're in the school playground at school. You kind of tentatively want to make friends, and some plants don't want to make friends with you, and others will be happy to be your companion and ally and guide.
I think that's true. I just think that your book actually screams at me to make sure that I always have plants included in my life, which I've always done, but I'm so glad that you wrote this, because I think it needs to be done now, because we are so imbalanced and we need to make sure that we stay imbalanced. I mean, this is what life is all about, I think. I don't know where we're going or what we're doing, but I do believe that positive vibration and energy, and the more that we are cognizant of all these wonderful things around us, the more that we have power to adjust all the imbalances in the world. And by taking and embracing plants, it's a huge, for me, at this point in juncture, you know, and I'm older than the hills, but at this point in juncture, this is extremely important now so that we can maintain this balance. We absolutely need to, so that we can overthrow the negative forces and allow the positive energy to come in. And poking something isn't going to do it, but embracing plants and actions and energy will do it. And so I really do feel that everything that you're saying in the book is a wonderful brick in the foundation of changing the world to a more positive place.
Yeah, thank you, Linda. I think it's just little steps that we need to take. We're not saying to everyone, oh, abandon your city jobs and run for the hills. We're just saying, open up the awareness, drop into your heart space, feel, buy some fresh flowers, start using fresh herbs in your cooking, connect, take a lunch break, make sure you get outside and breathe some fresh air, connect. If you're feeling wobbly, if you're feeling anxious, go and ground yourself with a tree, breathe some fresh air, take a break for 5 minutes, find nature, go and appreciate the sunrise. You know, this is these little steps that we can do because the natural world is there to support us.
Right.
It's our home, and it's you know, it's full of love for us, and we need to start being full of love for it too.
Exactly. Now tell us a little bit more about where people can find out more about you and your book and your workshops.
So the best place to go is my website, which is fayjohnstone.com. So that's FAYJOHNSTONE.com. So everything's on there, and the book, Plants That Speak, Souls That Sing, is available through all the usual channels like Amazon and the publisher Inner Traditions and Indigo Books and places like that. So, and there's also a free audio chapter of the book on my website if you just pop your email in and you get a free chapter of me reading the first chapter. So that might appeal to some of the listeners too.
And what about workshops? Do you do? Are you doing a lot of workshops? And do you ever get to the United States?
Well, I would love to be asked. So if there's anyone out there who would love me to come over to do a workshop, I would love to come
over and do a
workshop.
I'm going to give you, you should try Omega Institute. Okay?
Okay.
Try Omega Institute, and I'm sure that they would snap you up in a heartbeat.
Oh, well, thanks for the tip, Linda. That's a great idea. I will.
Okay. And really, everyone, this book is really wonderful. It's Plants That Speak, Souls That Sing, Faye Johnstone. And your website again, Faye, is fayjohnstone.com?
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks so much for coming in and sharing, and thanks for your wonderful work.
Thank you, Linda. Have a great day.
You too. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
No tarot cards, no tea leaves, and no Chinese pickup sticks. You want tried and true God-based psychic abilities to give you the edge in life you need? And that's why you want to schedule a God-based psychic reading with internationally renowned and absolutely professional Linda McKenzie. For spot-on, in-depth, insight reading your personal and professional concerns, Linda McKenzie is here to shine a bright light on your life path. Learn more about Linda's amazing life and accomplishments at lindamckenzie.net and call 800-555-5453 to schedule your psychic reading now. And be sure to catch the Linda McKenzie Show each week, exclusively on HealthyLife.net.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
So, you want to be psychic? Get Linda McKenzie's documentary short DVD, The Many Faces of Psychic Ability, available at lindamckenzie.net. This definitive work brings to light the understanding of psychic ability, general and little-known facts, and personal stories from one of the world's most respected psychics. Get the DVD today at lindamckenzie.net. We all have psychic ability. It's time to understand. That's lindamckenzie.net.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice, enhanced insight,
Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. You know, I believe everything and everyone has value, and nothing gives me greater joy than helping people. My primary goal is that I want you to feel good in body, mind, and spirit. And I want you to know that I'm here to help you do that. It's time to do some psychic readings for you if you'd like that. This is where I get to help you, and you can limit your question to one so I can get to each one of you. And all you have to do is call 1-800-555-5453. If you're out of the country, you can give a call at 310-371-5444. That's 800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. Let's go to Patrice in Simi Valley, California. Hi, Patrice.
Hi, good morning, Linda.
How can I help you?
Well, I had a question. I thought maybe you might have some insight to it.
Okay.
My grandsons and their parents are living in Ventura, or they were, and I'm wondering if you see that they'll be making a change, or if they're staying there, or just what?
Well, what I'm feeling is that this is not a permanent location for them, that they will be moving again, but I don't know how soon. I'm feeling next September is about the time frame where the actual move might happen. I don't think that they're meant to stay in Ventura. I think they're going to be moving one more time. And then are they getting older where they are almost out on their own?
Yeah, they're in their teenagers. So
right.
You'll be 17, and the other one's 14. And
right. So what I'm seeing is that the older one is going to be, within a year or so, will not be in the same place as the younger one. So maybe he's been going to school or doing something, but he's off. That's not this year, but the following year. So I'm seeing a divergence there that not everybody's going to be in the same place when they move. Okay?
Oh, do you think they'll stay within the state or?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm thinking that they might be going down, south further, towards, San Diego way, anywhere between, La Jolla and San Diego is what I'm feeling.
Oh, okay. I think he has a brother down there.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
All right, great. I hope I helped.
Oh, you did.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Patrice.
Thank you, Linda.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
And again, if you'd like a reading or some, even if you wanted to discuss a little bit about plants or your experience with plants, you know, feel free to call in. We'd love to have you share your stories with us because that's what we're all about here is sharing stories and sharing information just to make you feel better and positive and grow and get into the light. That's exactly what we like to do. Let's get to our herb of the week. Herbs are natural medicine that need to be treated with knowledge and respect. And this week's herb is hyssop. That's right. H-Y-S-S-O-P. Hyssop. Now, this was prescribed by Hippocrates for pleurisy. And it was also recommended by other ancient medicinal medicine men for asthma and phlegm. And the name was derived from the Greek word that means a holy herb, although the hyssop in the Bible seems more likely to have been a local variety of marjoram, okay? But hyssop is one of the more important of the 130 herbs flavoring the liqueur chartreuse. Okay? The aerial parts of the plants are used, and they're mainly used as an expectorant in bronchitis and chesty colds and asthma. And the aerial parts are ease flatulence and can soothe any kind of gripping pains, and were once popular combined with figs for use for constipation. Hyssop also, the aerial parts of the plant, also promotes sweating in chills and influenza, and the flowers were always traditionally picked separately from the leaves and used in cough syrups. Okay? Now, the essential oil, hyssop, increases alertness and is used as an uplifting and gentle relaxing nerve tonic, and it's suitable for nervous exhaustion linked with overwork and anxiety. It's good for depression, and it's thought to be especially helpful for easing feelings of grief and guilt, and that's a little thing for hyssop, and that's the essential oil. Now, the essential oil contains the ketonic, some kind of chemical that can cause convulsions. So don't take more than the recommended dose of that, okay? Because you don't want to be doing that, right? Okay. All right, let's get to our gemstone of the week. Gemstones have energies, and by carrying or wearing a stone, you may be able to amplify your own energy to help increase what you desire. We're going to talk a little bit about azurite. Now, azurite is known as the stone of heaven. It stimulates the pursuit of your heavenly self, and it provides for divine guidance through your third eye. And it is helps to enhance psychic experiences. It also awakens the development of your psychic self and provides for insight into all areas of your life. Okay? It promotes the recognition of intuitive information, which is relevant to lovingly push you towards your talents, because everybody's psychic, okay? It's not a special gift. Everybody has it. It is also the great benefactor, and it controls the flow of energy and emitting precisely the amount of energy required in any situation. That's kind of nice. Azurite enhances creative ability and helps to eliminate indecision and worries. It even just simply holding the azurite and asking it to have the troublesome thoughts evaporate, and it just takes them away. Great stuff to have in your hands or in your stone pouch or in your jewelry. It can work really well in the sacral chakra and the heart chakra because it allows for recognition and manifestation of anything that bestows good within each person. It enhances creativity. It mellows the intellect with love. It helps you to maintain communication from the heart space and stimulates your compassionate and empathetic nature. It also enhances self-confidence and allows for invincibility when required. And when we come back, I'll tell you a little bit more about azurite and what happens in the Native American Indian history with that. Stay with us. Get the facts on metaphysics and natural health. My book, Inner Insights, The Book of Charts, gives you general and little-known information on over 40 topics, all in one book, from acupressure to vitamins, from angels to Western elements, and everything in between. This easy-to-understand, quick reference book is available at my website, lyndamckenzie.net. Honored as a time-tested classic, get Inner Insights now at lyndamckenzie.net.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice, enhanced insight? Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. Long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click. Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. I'm Linda McKenzie. I hope you're getting one little piece of information that can help your life. I think that would be great. And then you can pass that on and we can create a domino effect of positive energy that resounds around the world. We reach around the world, by the way. We go to 135 countries. And you can get us on 65 different distribution channels. Even on a smartwatch, you can get us anywhere. All right. Anyway, we were talking before the break about azurite, and that is a wonderful stone. And I told you I was going to tell you what the Native Americans did. Well, in Native American Indian history, azurite has been used as a sacred stone, and the nodule and crystal forms have been used to facilitate contact with one's spiritual Indian guides. Okay, it allows to both feel the presence and understand the messages. And in many other ancient civilizations, it's been used as a symbol of status. The Mayans used the stone to stimulate and inspire the actualization of the psychic and mystical self. Okay, and to facilitate the transfer of information, knowledge, and wisdom via thought. Okay, for mind transference. Okay. Azurite aligns the chakras and attunes the structure of the whole physical body to the etheral nervous system. So it provides for an unimpaired flow of energy. And it works quite well in the dissolution of energy blockages as well. See, this stone is really very powerful. The energy of azurite is also conducive to the dissolution of any kind of impediment and restraints in your way. Okay, you can focus on the mineral with directed thought to the actualization and release of all barriers in your path, and it expedites the process. This is a very powerful, wonderful stone. It can help to give direction and bring forth any kind of information that can help you both understand and release energy from within yourself. Anything that energy you don't need, you can release it. It helps you figure it out and get it out. And that is your catalyst to stop for any dis-ease and disease. Okay? During radionic analysis, if you hold a sample specimen, you use a pendulum, the energy of the stone permeates the energy of the user and points to the problems involved and or the answers required in any questions you might have. In meditation, it provides for relaxation and the easy entry into the void state of the no mind, you know. It allows you to travel deep within your inner being and to maintain the depth while integrating the myriad visual images which are made available during meditation. When it's used in a non-meditative state, it further combines the abilities of relaxation with the stimulus towards awareness, precision, and even global thought. Okay? And then in illness and disease, it's azurite has been used to the treatment of spinal alignment to help correct the arrangement of the vertebra, the rib cage, and small bones, in particular anything that is malformed. It can be used in the treatment of circulatory disorders, to disperse growths, to clear toxins from the body, to stimulate the functioning of all the synapses in the cells and even in your brain so that you're quicker, greater, better. It emits an energy conducive to enhancing the flow of motion and can be very helpful in stopping spasms and tics. And there you have it, a little bit about Azurite. I think I'm going to go out and find one. I don't know if I have one of those. I think that's not in my little gemstone thing. I have gemstones all around my home and the studio. I keep them on my person as where I wear jewelry. I have pouches that I keep with me. I put pouches of wonderful stones on my pets. I have an amethyst in my fish pond where the water runs over the amethyst so that the amethyst actually helps the fish and stops their worry and all sorts of stuff. And I have them all over the place, because just like plants, they are energetic and they can help maintain balance and protection and all sorts of wonderful things. Yeah. You know, I can remember it was, there were many different transitions. I've always, when I was a kid, I loved the plants, and I would go to the field, and I would see clover, and I would love all of these wonderful things. Didn't know who they were or what they were, but I really enjoyed being there. And there were, I grew up on Staten Island, which was a little bit more woody than the city, although the part I grew in, you had to really go to the parks and to get to any kind of woods. Otherwise, it was suburbia, but it was pretty much wall to wall houses. And but we all had backyards and with woodpeckers and all sorts of trees. And I remember every Saturday we would go and bike to Silver Lake. And Silver Lake was a reservoir. And it was a long way from where we were, but we would take our lunch, my girlfriend Ginger and I, and we would ride around the lake, but we would always stop and go into the trees and sit in the trees and just be in the nature of the place and just enjoy the beauty of it, and of each tree and each leaf. And we learned a deep respect for that. And so it was very interesting that, I always had respect for plants, and I don't know if I just grew up with it, but I always felt that plants were sentient beings. And so if a flower was picked too fast, I would feel bad for it. Or if, people pulled things or, destroyed things, I would feel bad for it. But it wasn't until I was in my 40s, my mid-40s, that I had one of these transitions where if you're on a spiritual path, you will have your lessons come to you wherever. And I was particularly moving into another dimension, another level, I guess, and all of a sudden I was able to see inside the plants, down to seeing where the waterways were in the plants and all of these wonderful things. And so it was kind of an interesting thing to see the living life and breathing and of the plants themselves, like to actually be part of their physical existence. And that was a wonderful thing too. We have another caller, Zuli from Los Angeles. Hey, Zuli, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good. How can I help you?
Well, right now, I'm visiting my parents' house. And the thing is, every time I go over there, very often, I see this kind of shadows. One is black, it's hiding. The other one is white and brown. The brown one is always trying to get close to me. And the white shadow always walks through the bathroom.
Huh.
I don't know.
Well, I think what I'm seeing is that there definitely is activity there. So what you want to do is you can tell them to go away. And if and they have to, there's one, the black one has to leave, okay? And the brown one is an old relative of yours, somehow, some way, is there. And the white one is someone who has passed over that has been in, that had died on the land or in the house many years ago. So if you tell the white one and the dark one to leave and don't come back, it will help. The other thing, the brown one, you may have to maybe use some sage and ask it to leave, and then use some sage, or get four white quartz crystals and put them on the outside of the house, on in the four directions, you know, on or even on the inside rim of the house, so that you're forming almost a T. And you will find that these things will dissipate, okay? Well, thanks so much for calling in. We've got to take a break. We'll be right back.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice, enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. At least you were. It's, the party's over for today. Tell your friends about the show and HealthyLife.net. Let's get a positive motion going. You know, we're coming into a wonderful place where we can actually make a difference in this planet by being positive. And so one of the best ways is listening to HealthyLife.net. Visit my website, LindaMcKenzie.net. I've enjoyed this hour with you. Until next time, this is Linda McKenzie wishing you a week of grace, patience, and joy. Bye.